This is Discovery with a K.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome back to a monthly special of Discovery with a K. This time, yes, we're going to be talking about a very quick, well, we're going to talk about December because we're going to skip that month. And January, that was a fairly quiet month.
Depends which genre, I think, for January at least. But yes, we kind of forgot about December because life is hectic and people were moving me. So apologies for that. Let's do our little speed round of December.
Okay? Yes, yes. Do you want to start?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
So my speed round is Everglow with their single Pirate, because yeah, that song is a bop.
It kind of grows on you.
It's so catchy as well. It's yes, crazy. And then my second favorite was G-Soul's EP.
Yeah, absolutely.
When I tell you that I've been replaying that album or EP for like weeks on end, because when I cycle to work, that's like the perfect playtime.
Yes.
To like hear each song. So it's like insanely perfect.
Just so I was thinking that I wish it was a bit longer. It's like, it's so good that I wish it was just a bit longer. And I feel like the song Free I'm Gonna Be is one of my favorite ones so far. A strong contestant to become a favorite track by him.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's just so emotional,
yeah,
real, raw, and it just, his voice is so fucking amazing.
I know, I know. Who else do you have on your list?
Next on my list is ONF with, yes, their EP, Goosebumps. Amazing. Really fun. I need to re-listen to like the full album a bit more. I've just been replaying the title track. But I remember writing the review and that entire EP was brilliant as always. So need to re-listen to that a bit more.
Cool.
The last one on my, yeah, list for December is the band Lucy.
Yes.
Their album, their title track, Rollin' Rolling, had me so close to tears the first time I heard it. It was insane.
The growth that Lucy's had, it's incredible.
Very true. Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, like from their debut, they're being like solidly putting music out and it was being like quite good as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're getting more recognition.
I'm very surprised. Well, surprised. I'm impressed. That's,
yes,
a better word.
Okay, so let's start from my side. I do have a few, yes, for December, but I have to start with NCT 2021 Universe because I'm an citizen. I have to include them here. Okay.
I was wondering when it was going to show up. I didn't think it'd be this early in the list.
It has to be early in the list because biased. Hello. So this album was like anticipated. It was awesome. Beautiful. It's such a cute track. It's also kind of Christmassy, mm-hmm, but it wasn't really Christmassy. It's kind of a pop ballad. Lovely. And I really can't choose a favorite song from this album because they're all like different mixes and it's really fun to listen to. Yes. We also had Mino, Chinese Mino, Heartbreak, and smooth R&B single, kind of all vibe. And I really enjoyed that. It's kind of an all vibe R&B and I like it. It was fun.
I have to be honest, I just heard that song like once. And I didn't really go back to it.
Yes.
But I should. Yeah.
We also have to talk a very anticipated comeback we had. We had their Rose and their single Beauty and the Beast because they came back and we were all expecting this and loved it. It's like beautiful single. I mean, they find a way to connect with the fans and bring us to tears. This was emotional and I loved it a bit.
I'm a fake fan because I forgot that they had a comeback and I have not heard it. Oh my God. I'm sure. I'm a fake fan. What the hell?
Well, I have, okay, to mention that. Well, December was a month with a lot of releases. Let's be honest. It's like everyone was trying to put music out before the year ended.
That, true, true. But still.
Now, not I have good. To mention, I have to mention IU. And this is also like, yeah, IU Pieces, that compilation EP was beautiful. Super
I'm
pretty.
Behind in my listening yes, journey.
Well, you had a very hectic December anyways. That's but true. I'm here, you know, I have your back.
Thanks.
So IU Pieces, beautiful EP made of, if you don't know, she decided to basically add all the songs she hadn't released in years in one single EP. Beautifully done, breathtaking. Yeah. IU's vocals always on top of everything.
Listen, insert the Lady Gaga gif, you know, beautiful, never been done before.
Exactly.
Astounding. That one.
Yes. So listen to Next Stop and Winter Sleep because beautiful. Okay. Now, R&B, we had like Summer Soul. This is a new find for me, December. An underrated artist that I feel deserves a more hype. So this album is smooth and her vocals are really good. If you want to get into her music, listen to My Last Teen featuring Q the Trumpet and you'll be sold.
I love Q the Trumpet.
Yes.
Their music is so good.
I know. Like instrumentals, hello. Now we're going to go into hip hop. We have Mino, like Winner Mino with Infinity to Infinity. Awesome. Yeah. Love the released beats. The B-sides are solid. You have like even a feature with Song Wujona, and then you have a feature with Bobby, and I am a Mob fan. I miss them. Why do you bring them back? I mean, we have Blaze. Blaze is kind of a new find for me as well. And this album is kind of trippy. And I love the combo between EDM and rap. It was a very interesting mix altogether. Mm-hmm. It's trendy and just listen to Power featuring Moon Soojin and Rob featuring Palo Alto. Really good singles. Yeah. And last from December, we have The Ark. And The Ark, he's been building his career solidly, and he's very young, but he's doing like a good job musically wise. It's like he's doing a really good job. The diversity is important, and this kid is doing it really well.
What was his last release like?
His last release, it was actually an EP, DKHVKY. And it's a lovely mix between heavy rap, you also have a bit of R&B thrown in there. It was super fun to listen to. It was very interesting. Also, he's got like features by Palo Alto and Super B, and Four Languages is like amazing track. Like that kid can rap. Like it's really good.
Okay, nice.
So that was December. Let's go into January.
Okay, you go first.
Okay, January started with Omega X, Love Me Like. And he started off with this, they started with this EP, and the title track, it's interesting, okay? It's got like a Moonbound rhythm and Latin music vibes, which I liked and was quite surprised by it.
That sounds like a very intriguing mix.
Right.
Okay.
And the B-sides are really cool. I really like the B-side called Liar. Really good album. I'm looking forward to see what they're doing next, okay? Yeah. We had Trends, a new debut, with the EP Blue Set Chapter 1 tracks. And interesting release. It's more like hip-hop kind of style, but at the same time, they make the vocal line shine. So it's like very well balanced. I like the sound, but I need to listen to this release a bit more to get fully into this group.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Then we have Kim Yoo-han, and I love him. He's from Way, and this kid's an all-rounder. He can sing, rap, and act, okay?
Ooh, nice.
This EP, Illusion, is just amazing. He took this EP and basically made it very diverse, and he made sure that he had a bit of everything, like vocals, rapping, and it's just so good. You just listen to the full lot. It's really good.
Did he have a title track called Dessert or something?
I don't remember. Yeah, the title.
I have to look that up.
Yes. Now we go into Hyolyn, the queen, came back with Laying Low. And yes, she delivered and loved it. Okay. So I was expecting for the release she had like during the summer, like a couple of years ago, Dali Dali.
Yeah.
Don't remember the titles right now, but I was expecting for something like that, and she did it, and she made it sexier, and I just loved it so much. We had Enhypen with a repackaged album, and Dimension Love. Super fun. Again, they made it to social media with Polaroid Love. That song, I cannot escape. It's like everywhere on TikTok.
I don't think I've heard it.
I'll send it to you next time I go across because it's like everywhere. And also Blessed, Cursed are most recent for this repackaged album. It's really good. We have Jenna with the Smiley. And I love this song. It's so healing and cute. It's hard to explain.
Very laid back.
Yes.
Right?
But I found it like super cute, very fresh, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like she's young and it's just age appropriate and I love it, you know.
Cute. That's very cute.
Yes. Also, she has a video with BB in that album. I think they titled the track actually, and it's just amazing.
Wow.
Yes. We go into Jinjin and Rocky from Astro with Restore. And as a title, yes. Outstanding, incredible, beautiful, never done before, all of that.
Okay, Lady Gaga, work.
So this album is fun, cool, super catchy. It's a stress-free and easy listen. Just breath. It's just awesome.
The title track is Mwah, Chef's Kiss.
It was like bonkers. So much fun. But at the same time, so fun.
It's catchy as well.
It is so different. I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. We have AB6. AB6 released the EP Complete With You. And in this EP, they had like one song each and a song for like the full group. And I loved it. It's like they show off that they can be soloists and they can also be part of a group. It was really cool. Yeah, they were all co-produced or co-wrote their tracks. It was really good. But if you want to listen, one of my favorite tracks were Consolation by Wooji and Venus by Donghyeon. Love them.
Nice.
Then we had former GFRIEND member.
Oh, Yuju.
Okay. Yuju. Yay. Yeah. Yuju. And I loved it. The Killa and Bad Blood are most listened in this release. And I really like the direction she's taking now as a soloist. It's really cool. I'm looking forward to see what she's putting out next. Yeah. And last on my list, we have Bam Bam with B. So Bam Bam really surprised me. Okay, Ribbon wasn't really my cup of tea. It was good, but it wasn't really my style. Mm-hmm. But B, yes. From the pre-release track with Sugi, this album is more R&B pop. Loved it. Mm-hmm. Also, the music video, fashion icon in every angle. Boys know how to dress. It's insane.
I wonder if he's going to keep releasing EPs with a B in the title.
Why?
Because you have Ribbon, and the two Bs in Ribbon were like...
Oh, my God.
Bold.
I did not think about that.
Well, we'll have to just, you know,
see?
Keep following his releases.
I suppose. Okay, tell me your favorites for January.
Alrighty. So first off, we had Woozy from 17.
Oh, yes.
His solo single, Ruby. Very Bruno Mars inspired. Yes. It pop, fun, bit quirky. I loved it.
That electric guitar took me by surprise. I was like, what is this? Woozy.
It was so sick and sexy. I like it.
Yes, absolutely.
Then we have the band One We with their EP Planet Nine Voyager. Super beautiful. Universe is a beautiful rock ballad. Very wholesome. I just, genuinely very impressed with this comeback.
Okay.
Then we had the girls. The Queens were just in Chocome.
Oh my God, yes.
Absolutely obsessed with Super Yuppers.
That song is the one taking over my timeline.
That is indeed taking over my TikTok. It's insane. I'm here for it. Love it. It's so fun and dramatic and over the top, and I'm just like, mwah.
The duets I've seen with that song in TikTok, hilarious, so much fun.
The members are also super wholesome, yeah. Like wedding like fans who are dancing to it.
Yes.
I'm just like, this is the type of fan artist
interaction. Yes, absolutely.
Interactions that we love to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
10 out of 10. Then Alexa came back with like this 90s inspired R&B ballad called Tattoo.
Okay.
I love this track. Like, it's not really the type of genre she usually does, but she's so good with it.
Yeah, I think that now she's trying to mix a bit and go into other genres, which I think is great because, you know, you need a bit of everything in your discography, I suppose.
Yeah, of course, diversify. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
But I am ready to hear more.
Absolutely.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Also, it was like a major throwback. And I was like, living for it. Then I also really, really enjoyed Eric Nam's album.
Okay.
There and Back Again. Super nice. All the pre-releases were dope as hell. But there's this one track called Wildfire.
Okay.
I love, obsess over this track. Like, it's like they mixed organ, but like synth organ within the track and the vocals.
Okay.
And it's so sick. And I haven't heard this in forever. I love it. Obsessed with it.
I have to listen to that album.
To, like, every favorite playlist I have right now.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Okay, I have to listen to that. I actually haven't listened to Eric Samslayer's release. I have to.
Shame.
Yeah, I know.
I can't say anything because I'm way behind. Then there's Changmin's release as well, his EP Devil.
Oh my god, yes. Vocals. Insane.
Every time that he releases a solo album, I am so impressed, so obsessed. Like, I remember vibing to Chocolate, and I still vibe to Chocolate.
It's a bop.
An amazing album.
Yes, yes.
And this one, with the soul, the R&B, the bass thrown in. So, I was like, whoa, I was shook.
It's a very solid album. I agree. It's like really good. You know what? I was surprised when I saw the news the other day that he hasn't sold so many copies. And I'm like,
really?
Yeah. And I'm like, what?
How? I need to buy a copy. I need to support this type of music because this is so sick.
Exactly. I was like, how hasn't this album sold more? Because he's big, right? He's really big.
Of course, he's giant. I mean, TVXQ, hello.
Exactly, but he hasn't sold that many copies. And I was like, why? You know? Anyway.
That is very surprising.
Right. I was shocked because the album is like solid, amazing music.
It's really, really, really good.
I know. Tell me about it. I don't know.
Anyways, next on my list is Moonbyul with her mini album, Sequence.
Yes. Moonbyul, oh my God. Oh my
Queen
God.
Queen Activity.
Yes.
Queen. Honestly, I love all of it. The variety of genres.
Yeah.
The lyrics, the storytelling. The fact that she only has like female collabs on this album.
Queen. Total queen. Yes, absolutely. The pre-releases were amazing. The album is like solid as well. Moonbyul is like out there creating art and we love it. Amazing.
I love her so much.
Yeah. I need a copy of that album, actually.
Same. Expanding my collection. And the last one for pop on my list is Pentagon.
Oh my God.
Their EP, Invite You. If you thought I wasn't going to include Pentagon, you're wrong. It's here. Feeling Like is a total bop. It's a title track. So much fun.
Yeah.
The TikToks about those are hilarious. A bit out of pocket, but hilarious. And then there's this one song called The Game.
Okay.
It's opera inspired.
Oh.
The bass is straight up fire. Love.
Okay, but we have to mention how incredible Pentagon is, because, you know, Huey was the main producer. Huey is not in the group for now because in hiatus he enlisted, and they're still putting incredible music out. Like, yeah. They're all amazing.
Woosock is also one of the main producers.
Yeah,
he's also a member. And on their previous albums, it was a lot of Huey and Woosock working together.
Isn't he like the magnet?
Yeah.
Gosh, okay.
Baby boy. Well, baby boy is tired. He's giant. Super tall.
Yeah.
But talent, man.
Tell me about it.
What can I say?
Incredible. Yes.
Anyways, tell me about your hip-hop list, my darling.
Okay, let's go to hip-hop and R&B. January was fairly quiet, and we had like a lot of singles, so I decided to include just like outstanding singles and EPs or albums, okay? It's going to be fairly short. And people, if you want to listen to my full list of favorite releases, just go to Spotify. We have a created playlist with our favorite releases for every month.
Go to the indie playlist as well.
Well, the hip hop and R&B one is awesome too. So go and check them out for the full list. So
shameless plug.
So this one started with Jay Park with To Life. So yeah, this track has spread that he goes in, he delivers everything we want. I think he's stepped down as the CEO of AOMG. He's now going into like becoming a businessman. And then I think he's creating a soju brand or something. But yeah, interesting. I'm looking forward to see what was going to happen. Now we go into Wu. I love Wu so much.
Same. He's amazing.
So he released a single Uniform with BH1 and it's just iconic. Okay.
Ooh.
Love the single. Love the aesthetics of the music video. It is just so good. Okay. I found Weished. And he released Weished, an artist.
As in S-H-I-T or?
C-H-E-D.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
he released the album It's Your Way, and this release is incredible, okay? The features are insane, and the sound is unique and unmatched. So we have, like, Why Are You So featuring Lila Mars, and she starts featuring Changmo. Oh, my God.
Okay.
That album is incredible, okay? Now we also have another outstanding release with Gist. He released the beginning. A smooth R&B. Impeccable sound. This album is amazing. Mm-hmm. Super trendy, unique. Black Swan featuring Lila Mars and Don Malik. We have Def. He released the EP Love. If you don't know who Def is, JB from GOT7. Yes.
GOT7, yeah.
Yes. Beautiful EP. Very much indie R&B, and I'm here for it. I do love a lo-fi, and I love R&B. This has all of it.
That's fair. That's fair.
Last on my list is Toil, and he released between Saturday and Sunday. And the features in this release is insane. Okay, and that's an understatement. Every song is unique and wonderful in its own way. I mean, you have Heize, you have Lila Mars, you have B.O.,
okay, B.O. is working up in the world. Wow.
I like it. I like it.
I bet he's counting money now instead of stars.
He better be, because boy's working hard. So tell me what's happening in the indie world.
In the indie world, I'm just going to share like my three main favorites at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So there's GoGang with his new album, Oh Honey Bee.
Okay.
Which is like a lovely indie rock moment. I love the full listen. It's very coherent and like slides along nicely. Then there's He Incho, who's a new discovery.
Okay.
She's like a jazz vocalist. She released an EP called Compromise.
Okay.
It's super relaxing. Very chill, and like her vocals are super nice.
Okay.
Like they're very like, I don't know how to explain it, but like beautifully round and robust.
Okay.
It's awesome. And then the last one is G1 with his EP, I'm No Stranger to You. Love this EP. Super nice. It's like lovely indie folk, super soft, mostly in English. He has songs inspired by the films Call Me By Your Name and the Korean film Moonlit Winter.
I heard of him. Yes. Yes.
We also have something nice in the works on that note. Just FYI.
Yeah, yeah.
Shameless plug. And so, yeah, those are my indie favorites.
Lovely. Well, yeah, that was it for January. Very quiet month. Actually,
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, like you would expect it would be like, I remember last year was a lot busier release wise. It was like a lot happening in January.
Yes.
But this year January was
insane.
Yeah, it was kind of, it was good though. Like, I like the diversity of the music. It was a lot of singles. So again, go and check our playlist on Spotify. They're all there, all favorites. Also, people, we release our annual magazine. So now it's available in digital and also in physical copies. Just go to thekmila.com and just get your copy.
Yes.
And yeah, that was pretty much it for this episode, what this special episode of Monthly Discovery with a K. We'll see you next time or next month with our favorite releases and a lot more music.
See you next time.
See ya. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.